We are back in your usual radio show for Asian music here on 95BFM Wallow with Otto and JC. And my brain is literally like going sideways right now because I'm still trying to get used to being on air without my co-host here physically. But we are back. We had a chat with Jap Rock band based here in Tamaki Makaurau, Hitokiri, on who they are as a band, the music that they make, and who they are as individuals as well, because we want to highlight and champion them as Asian artists and creatives. So I won't get into detail because we've already done with that. So this is our chat with the band themselves. So I hope you guys enjoy that.
All right. Well, once again, thank you guys for heading down to the studio. I wish I could be there in person, but happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
JC and I met you guys at Ding Dong Lounge, and we love your style of like J-rock and alternative metal fusion.
Thank you.
But can you guys introduce and tell us about Hitokiri in your own words?
You first, man.
Okay, so Hitokiri is a J-rock, J-metal band. We're based in Auckland, and we perform music in Japanese and English, and we write original song in the style of J-rock, while also playing covers. And yeah, we play gigs, we play shows, we play in local music venues, and sometimes like special events and stuff like that. Most of the members originated from the University of Auckland J Music Club. That's how we kind of like come together, and you know, we've decided that, yeah, let's make this work because we have a community in Auckland, but there's rarely any bands like us. So we just thought, you know, if the fans are around, why not just, you know, form a band and yeah, just perform live music, Japanese music, for the community that we rarely have in Auckland.
Could you both tell us about your own individual journeys with like J-rock and anime and J-music and how you sort of got into that genre and world, leading to the formation of Hitokiri?
Ooh, yeah, let's see. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a massive weeb all the way back in high school. It's like, I'm actually mates with this guy, only reunited with him like how many years?
We've been friends for 10 years and we met in the anime manga group on Facebook 10 years ago.
Yeah, we lost contact over COVID and shit, and then, well, I joined the J-Music subgroup because that's what I have fun in, and I ran into this guy over here. It's like, I think we started off like, it's a 40-hour production kind of thing, we're just doing cover band for the fun of it.
Yeah.
So I got dragged into this shit.
Sorry, man.
That's alright.
Yeah, so I guess for me, I've always been a musician. Like, I studied music in uni, and before Hitokiri, I was actually kind of in a band project with our current guitarist, and I joined J-Music in 2024, and then I didn't realize the other guitarist was also there, so when we bumped into each other there, and then that's when we're like, hey, you know, let's jam together, and like Nathan said, there's a thing called the 48-hour production event where we, the J-Music members, would go to like an Airbnb for two and a half days, and you make music. But instead of making music, we chose to jam together as a band. I guess my journey with J-Rock is I've always been like an anime fan and stuff. But my influence back in the days was Western rock music. But somewhere down the line, I found that something was missing. You know, I just can't explain what's missing, but I found that something in J-Rock. That for me, that's my journey.
Was there like a specific maybe anime opening or J-Rock group that inspired you to take it that step further and to start a band and to play J-music in the way you did, that you do?
Yeah, so I guess for us as a band, it's actually not so much anime music. Our main influence as a band is actually Visual K. I'm not sure if you've heard that term before. Yeah, so our main musical influence is Visual K. So bands like X Japan, Duran Grey, Lunacy, Gazette, those heavier J music. I guess for myself, like, I'll say X Japan is a big influence on me, and all the bands that I listed, they're like some of my biggest influence. And the same goes out to the other members in our, the members not present here. So we all share similar,
like rock music and everything, yeah.
Similar influences.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily just like anime and manga culture, but just like Japanese music as a whole.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. A little bit earlier, you were talking about, you know, the J-rock scene in New Zealand, and I guess as well as like otaku culture in New Zealand as well, and how it was like maybe a little bit lacking. Could you go into that a little bit more?
Yeah, so I found that in terms of music, like Japanese music, the only time you're going to see like live Japanese music is probably at anime conventions like Overload, Armageddon, or like special dedicated events just for these kind of music. Whereas for us, we are actively gigging in the, I guess you would say, the main scene, right? With bands like Grape House, Backshots. So what I would want for the band, obviously what we're working towards, is to not confine ourselves in anime conventions and specialized J music event, but actually go out there and be a part of the main scene, but bringing this style of music into the scene. Because I know for sure there's a lot of Japanese music fans even in the main scene.
Definitely.
Even speaking with musicians around us, a lot of their influences are similar to ours, but they're just not playing and singing in Japanese, whereas, you know, with, we're like, yeah, let's go full on Japanese.
And like, remember like our first gig at the Ritual After, was Ritual After Party or
yeah,
something?
Ritual yeah, After
like,
Party,
let's recognize X Japan or something. Yeah. It's so like, it's realized like, oh shit, more people know, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, so when we first started gigging, you know, we were surprised by the amount of people in the audience that recognizes the songs or the covers that we've done. And then we're like, yeah, you know, maybe we could not just expand our band, but expand the scene and the community so that more bands like us could emerge, and then we could slowly just build a community.
Cool. So you're trying to, I guess, like bridge the gap between, you know, the J-Rock, Visual K scene and like the wider Aotearoa like music scene.
Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On that topic of like playing at conventions, like one of your recent gigs was the Armageddon After Party in April, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the Armageddon After Party. So that is the... It's called Annie Kiwi, so it's actually organized by me and several J Music members.
It's like sponsored by the Auckland, the University of Auckland Anime Club, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you like find like the turnout at that event and the community that was brought
together? Oh man, that was so great. The turnout, our community. Yeah.
The turnout was amazing because we've played at bigger stage with way bigger audience, but on that night, it felt special because it felt like this is our people. So when I stepped on stage on that night, it felt like we've kind of built a community. So I was like, damn, this is our people. You know, especially when they're singing the songs back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's covers, but then, you know, I'm like, if majority of them are singing it back to us, it feels a lot better than just one or two persons singing it back to us. The turnout was amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Did you guys cosplay at Armageddon?
I'm not a cosplayer.
Yeah, I guess they cosplayed.
Nathan's a cosplayer. Crossplayer, actually.
What?
Crossplayer?
Did you dress up as in?
Oh, you know Umamusume? Well, not the mobile game? Yeah. Yeah, I think that? Oh, no, I caught a Stay Gold from Umamusume. Let me see if I have a photo. Let's see. Hold on. Give me a minute. Let's see. Yeah.
We're going to show this.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. That's right. That's my mug, right?
That's so cool, though.
It is, man. Yeah.
Dang, that's so like, good.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about performing in cosplay?
Oh, man, cosplay is quite as so, man.
I don't mind.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I don't mind, but it's like, oh man, it's hot. Those wigs are hot as hell, and makeup and everything too. It's a pain.
This is why you gradually take it off as you perform.
True.
By the last song, you know, everything comes off, I guess.
True.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're like carrying around your gear, setting that up, then you know, putting together a costume is just another layer of things you have to manage.
So when we first started as a band, we were a six piece. And we were absolutely terrible in the dressing department. I could show you an example right now.
Oh, man.
So back then when we first started, it looked like six different guys from six different bands just, you know, coming together to play a show. This is why after a few gigs, I was like, boys, we're going to dress similar, you know, similar shades of clothing, color. So when we first started, I'm not sure if you can see this.
That's
right?
An old photo.
This is
Hold up. It's you just probably use the phone.
Point it to the phone.
Yeah, the front of the phone.
Yeah. So
we got that.
It's still
it looked like six different members.
It's still a bit shoddy, but
that's all right.
Not much we can do about it.
Could you maybe describe? Oh yeah, so you've described
just describe it.
Just like six different dudes.
So like, there's two guys in t-shirts, three guys in t-shirts, and then one guy's in shorts. The other guy looked like he's, you know, going down for groceries. The other guy looks like he just came back from playing golf.
This guy looks like he's a fucking triad member.
Nah, I was literally wearing my work outfit. JC could probably see it, but I was literally wearing my work outfit. I thought, I'm not sure if you heard of the band Loyal Remains, but they used to be in the scene and they've kind of disbanded now, but their drummer is now our drummer.
Yeah, we poached them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your name, Hitokiri, does that come from the manga Rurouni Kenshin, or does it come from somewhere else?
Okay, it doesn't actually come from any anime or video games.
For Honor, no, For Honor, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. For Honor, yeah. But Hitokiri players in For Honor is annoying. But anyways, the reason why I chose the name was, it's pretty cliche. I guess Hitokiris are samurais without a clan, so that's kind of like our identity. Like, we have our own genre, but we don't really have our own, you know, groups when we first started, and that's how I feel in the music scene. So kind of something along the lines like that, you know, like just being on your own in the scene, like just being super niche, you know. Like, I enjoy being in the community. We've met a bunch of great musicians and friends along the way.
Like, you guys kind of feel like sort of like lone wolves in the music scene in a way.
I don't know, man.
I used to feel that way until the gig that we just had, Any Kiwi. So that was when I truly felt that, boys, we've kind of built a community here.
I know you guys said that you weren't so much based around like anime music or anime openings as you were like Visual K, but if you could compose like an opening for an anime, what anime would that be? I know you guys have a cover of like the Tokyo Ghoul theme. But yeah, if you could do an opening for any anime, like what anime would that be?
I'll let you answer this question because we'll get one answer from you and one from me. So two different.
I think that's some fucking generic as shonen battle anime or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so
like Bleach, I don't know.
We've composed several original songs. They're not recorded properly. The vocals are actually done via Vocaloid. So like MIDI, lyrics, and Vocaloid. For me personally, I really want to compose an opening for a sports anime. I felt like that's sport anime. Yeah, for me, like, it's very energetic. If you look at bands like, I guess, Grand Rodeo, or even groups like Chico with Honeyworks, like, they're not very close to us in terms of genre, but I always find myself going back to listening to these bands if I want to like listen to anime OPs. Like, sports anime OP for me. Yeah, definitely.
All right,
yeah,
all right, interesting.
Like maybe like a Blue Lock, would that be a potential?
Ooh, yeah, so maybe, yeah, just any sports anime, like basketball, volleyball, like obviously haikus.
Earlier you mentioned that you were using like Vocaloid for your vocal sections, in your demos at the moment.
So Ryan is using Vocaloid, yeah.
Yes.
And that's just for like rough like demos and stuff?
Yeah, just rough demos.
Yeah. Doesn't reflect what we play on live and everything.
No,
yeah.
Sounds different.
It's just his guitar and his
My lead guitar is usually not in the demo. Well, I mean, one of the songs we have my lead guitar in the demo, but most of the time is whatever he's written, he sent it to us, and then we add our own parts. Yeah. You know?
Is that something you think you could see yourself like incorporating into like actual releases?
Yeah.
In the future as well.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. He actually posted our demo. Well, yeah, the demo with the Vocaloid on YouTube like a couple of days ago. And,
it's getting quite a good traction.
Yeah, we got like 3.4K views, and then there's people just in the comments, you know, saying that, hey, the algorithm is doing God's work. So I was like, wow, damn.
Yeah, that's really surprising. Yeah.
At first, I was like, damn, if we actually record it properly, maybe we'll get some views. But then I was like, wait, maybe they're just here for the Vocaloid.
I wanted to ask about how we talked about how you and we were making a short film together. Would you guys incorporate your guys' own music into the soundtrack?
I don't mind scoring the film, or, you know, get the band to write, like, maybe...
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yes, yeah, we could look into that. Yeah. But right now, we're just chilling just behind the scenes on set.
Yeah,
so we both played a dead body couple weeks ago. And then,
what was that experience like?
Wit.
Yeah, so ask him. He's got blood all over his face.
Fake blood, man. Hold on, let's see if I have a photo as well. Yeah.
So, like, right there. He is lying down, and for what it looks like is blood on his ear, which is probably really uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, man. It is super uncomfortable. It's so weird. It's so cold.
Yeah. And I was telling him that could be a good music video reference or like an album art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just gonna say like you know because like, I think we gotta wrap up in like 4 minutes. But before we finish, do you have any like upcoming gigs you'd like to plug?
So we are currently in talks of organizing a gig. The date that I receive is 29th of August, but definitely before 29th of August, I'm trying to get a gig for us around July. So before August, before the 29th of August, we should have another gig around mid-July, but we're just, you know, in talks with organizing it.
Yeah, I reckon we're all itching to play again.
We're all wanting to play again, you know. It's been a month.
Mm. Cool.
Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Yeah.
And that was our chat with Hitokiri for their, I mean, like who they are as a band and also the upcoming projects that they've been in, that they're going to get involved in. Honestly, like the amount of times where I tried to like describe the photos that Nathan and Kavan were trying to show me, but again, I failed miserably. So we will depend on Otto's editing skills for the highlight scenes for that interview on our Instagram, willow.radio, because honestly, like getting to know them through that interview about who they are as a band, as well as like the things that they do for the band, has really warmed my heart, especially like the fact that their name is like a group of lone wolves, because I can relate to that deeply as well. And hopefully like you guys get to go to their shows as well in the near future, which is hopefully soon. Once they announce it on their socials, we will also announce it ourselves as well. But yeah, no, the boys are honestly making great music, and they were privileged enough to send me some as well. And I'm really happy to show some demos that they have sent to me, as well as some recommendations. So we're going to get right into it. This song that they sent me was Red Trig. I'm gonna be like honest, I have not heard these songs yet, because I want to be surprised as much as you guys will be. So we're gonna get right into it.